Push Moments is a podcast series that brings you tips, tricks, insights, and interviews to help you gain clarity, overcome those limiting beliefs, and take control of your life.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Push Moments. This episode, I'm going to be talking about models of success. You see, if you're able to understand this concept, then you'll be able to succeed at anything you put your mind to. So make sure you listen to the end, as you wouldn't want to miss out on the amazing information I'm going to be sharing, right? And if you're just listening to my podcast for the first time, thank you for choosing to spend a part of your day with me. I don't take it for granted at all. And you know, I'm really, really committed to ensuring that you get value. And if you're a regular here, welcome back. And thank you for your continuous support. So let's jump right into it. You see, every day, right? And everything that we do them by operating learning models. And I mean everything from talking, eating, riding a bicycle, writing, driving, eating. Okay, I said eating again, but you know, I love food. So yeah. And there are actually two types of learning models we have. And those two types are the learning model of success and the learning model of failure. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, what's the difference, right? You're thinking, what's the difference? Well, the difference is in everything that you do, if you're getting the desired results, then you are operating a learning model of success. However, if you're not getting the results that you desire, then it means that you are actually operating a learning model of failure. And so let's take a few examples just to illustrate my point. You see, let's say, for example, you are trying to be better with your personal finance, but then every month you barely make it through the month. Or, for example, I know a lot of us, I struggle with that as well. For example, you want to lose weight and be healthy, but you know, the scale has refused to shift. How many of you have been in that situation where you just look at your scale and you're like, traitor? I know, right? It happened to me recently. I actually stepped on the scale and should I disclose my weight? Nah, I don't think so, right? So I stepped on the scale and I had noticed that I had ballooned. And so what I did was, I became more serious, started working out, eating healthy and all that. 10 days into it, I thought, okay, at least I should have lost like 1 or 2 kgs. Or more, the scale was the same. I was depressed. So yeah, the scale is a trait. Okay, back to what I was saying, right? So, and let's say, for example, the scale has refused to shift to your favor, right? And so what does it mean? It means that in these two aspects of your life, you're actually running a learning model of failure. And when I say learning model of failure, I don't mean that you're a failure. No, it just means that the learning model that you're using is not giving you the results that you want. And the honest truth is, for you to start seeing the results that you desire, you must actually stop operating this learning model of failure and then start operating a learning model of success. So now I'm sure you're thinking, okay, how do you do that, right? Well, don't worry. The first step in understanding and, you know, implementing this new learning model of success is actually knowing what even makes up a learning model of success. Now, here's the thing. Any learning model of success, I don't care whatever it is, any learning model of success is actually made up of three things, right? And you see, these three things, if you understand them and you implement them, right, you will start to see success in everything. But the funny thing is that if you miss any one of them, automatically you'll be operating a learning model of failure. So what are these three core foundations? The three core foundations are 1, belief, 2, awareness, 3, principles. So I'll say it again, belief, awareness, principles. I mean, so that you don't forget, you can call it the BAP framework. You know, I have a thing for always putting acronyms, right? So you can call it the BAP framework. Now, what do these three core foundations stand for? Well, the first one, which is belief, is actually the most important. And you know why? Well, majorly because our belief drives our behavior. And you know, and just as that quote from Henry Ford said, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, well, you're right, you know? So really and truly, belief is like the bedrock. That's the beginning. So until you believe that you can actually do something, so let's say, for example, you're trying to lose weight and you just don't believe that you can, you won't even attempt it. If you think that, oh, you know, You want to make better financial choices. You want to be able to, you know, retire early, retire rich. Guess what will happen? If you don't believe that you can, haven't you met people that just believe, oh no, I can never. Oh, this private jet is not for me. This car is not for me. It's you people. You people are blessed. Your belief will drive your behavior. So once you don't believe, you'll start to behave in congruence with that lack of belief, right? So the honest truth is that until you believe that you can actually operate a learning model of success in any area of your life, you most likely won't take action towards it. Now, the second one is awareness. Now, this is majorly about understanding who you are, where you are, what are the strengths that you have that can actually help you, you know, operate this learning model of success, and what are the obstacles and weaknesses that might hinder you. So let's say, for example, you are thinking about losing weight, right? So who are you, right? Like, what kind of person are you? Are you a morning person? Are you an evening person? I want you to imagine that, you know, you are actually a morning person, but then you now schedule all your workouts for evenings. You won't be consistent with it, right? But if you understand that, oh, okay, I'm a morning person, so in the morning I need to get my, you know, game on and start getting the things I need to do, then you can understand, you know, you can actually start to, you know, make plans. For example, what are your strengths? You know, are you someone that can really, really stick to a routine, or do you find routines boring? For example, I find routines boring. So you never see me doing a particular like workout for a long time. I always switch it up because I understand who I am, right? So understanding that will actually help you to start to overcome those things. And then the third and final foundation is the actual principles of how you need to go about, you know, operating a learning model of success. So let's say, for example, if you're trying to make better financial choices, you're trying to get better with your finances, it'll be principles like maybe, you know, how do you develop a savings habit? What kind of investment strategies you can use, what type of income generating skills you can acquire, like sales, you know, business building, you know, can you come up with digital products? Those are the kind of principles, right? And then, you know, for fitness, you know, you'll be understanding principles like calorific deficit. You understand that for you to lose weight, you need to be in a calorific deficit for a long time. Understand concepts like high intensity interval training, HIIT, things like cardio, intermittent fasting. Those are the principles, those are the skills that you need to understand. So let's recap, right? We said belief, awareness, principles, BAP framework. Don't forget that, right? Now the next step, how do you now move forward? The honest truth is there are actually five key areas of your life that you need to assess. And I think that if you're able to assess it, then you can now start to develop a growth strategy. And so you assess it using the BAP framework. Now, what are these five key areas of your life? These five key areas are actually sort of modified from the Wheel of Life. And what is the Wheel of Life? The Wheel of Life is a coaching tool that we use to help people assess, to find balance in their lives. But, you know, the Wheel of Life is about eight sectors. You know, decided to actually, you know, shrink it. I actually learned this model from one of my coaches and mentors, right? Coach BC Soji Oyawaye, amazing lady, right? And you know, she has a thing for acronyms as well, just like me, right? I think we have that in common. And so what the key areas, all of them start with F. Very nice. She calls it the Five Alive. I adopted the name as well, Five Alive. So what are the Five Alive? And I'll tell you guys. So the first one is faith. The second one is family. The third one is fitness. The fourth one is finance. These are all self-explanatory. And then the last one is flourish. Flourish is the one that, you know, you might not really understand. But what does flourish mean? Flourish means your personal development, right? So your personal development, how much are you developing yourself? So are you taking courses? Are you listening to podcasts like this? Are you reading books? You know, that kind of thing. So here's what you do. If you want to use the BAP framework, so I'm going to use fitness, for example. I'll just use fitness to give you an example. So for you to implement the BAP framework to assess your fitness, first thing you look at is, look at your belief. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think, how much do you believe that you can actually get the weight target that you want, get the fitness that you desire and all that, right? So assess it and be truthful on a scale of 1 to 10. There's no point lying. You're not sharing it with anybody, right? And then the second one is, rate your awareness as well on a scale of 1 to 10. How aware are you about the things? What triggers you to binge, right? For example, me, I know that one of my triggers is stress. Once I'm stressed, I start to eat. And, you know, so what I do is that once I'm stressed, I try as much as possible to just towards the evening, drink a lot of water. I'm not going to, you know, try to munch stuff. Because honestly, once I start, you know, there's a day that I ended up eating 3 big Dairy Milk chocolates in one night. That's just crazy, right? So understanding that, I make sure that I don't have all those things around me. And then the last one is the core principles. So what are the core principles? So for fitness, again, you know, you think about what, you know you need to do cardio, you know you need to build muscle. So what are the muscle groups that are necessary to burn fat faster? I mean, like, for example, if you're talking about the leg muscles, those ones are the biggest muscles in the body. And so if you work them out, you get, you know, just understanding those principles. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you understand those principles? Once you're able to do that, then you can now, and do it for each of the 5 key areas, right? And then add it up. So your belief, your awareness, your core principles. Let's say, for example, you have 9, 2, 9, 3, and 2. So that's 14, right? And then for faith, and then for family, maybe you have 18. For fitness, you have 10, you know, like that. When you add it up, pick the two with the lowest, the two lowest ones. Those are the ones that you might want to start working on and start taking action, you know, on it. So as I said earlier, right, belief is the most important. And, you know, in the next couple of episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you and breaking down how to create and bulletproof your belief. Because, you see, once your belief is shaky, you're not going to take action. And we want you to take action, right? So, you know, I'm going to share with you in the next couple of episodes. I don't know how many episodes we'll do it, but I'll let you guys know, right? And then that will help you get off to an amazing start, right? And as you go along living life to your highest potential, I want you to know that I believe in your capacity to grow and lead in all your endeavors. Please don't forget to share this episode. This might be just what someone in your circle needs. Take care and stay blessed.